Amen. Good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you being with us in the house of God this morning. And I do want you to pray for the service today. Pray for us. We try to stand and preach the Word of God to you this morning. We have talked with the pastor two or three times this week. And I'm going to do what he requests me to do. Amen. I'm going to mind God. But we are going to be mindful of Brother Woody and his family. Amen. That God will just bless and help them, and we need to be out of here pretty quickly, and so we're going to do what the Lord God would ask us to do, and you just pray for the service today and pray that God's will be done in our heart and our life. It's been mentioned that the church is going to go up Pier Reservoir the 8th. We are going to have service here at 11 o'clock also. If you do not want to go up there, I'll be here at 11 o'clock, and I will preach again next Sunday here at the church. So if you want to, don't go up there. You can come here, and if you want to come here and go up there, you can do both. Amen. I ain't going to keep you here all day. Amen. And so you'll have an opportunity to go up there and be with the rest of the folks up there. So just remember these things and pray for them. Pray that God's will be done, their heart and their life. Let me say this, children. Let's do remember Brother Woody's wife, Sister Jeanette, and pray for her and pray that God's will be done to her heart and her life. I know some of you have seen some of the same things that Jeanette has saw. I know that. You know how she feels, and her mate now has done gone on to be the Lord, and she needs our prayers that God will just bless and help her. Again, with Brother Scott this morning, Brother Woody has been an inspiration in my life. He was here when I got saved, and thank God that God led us back to here again, that we might be with him just a few services here again. So just remember to pray for the family and pray that God's will be done there in their heart and their life. And you pray for us this morning. We are going to mind God, as we said. The Lord laid this message on my heart about 2 days ago, and I'm going to try to preach it by the grace of God. But again, I'm going to be needful of time, and I know that we need to be out of here pretty quickly. So just remember to pray for the service today. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with us to the book of 1 John chapter number 2, verses 8 through verse number 11. 1 John chapter 2, verses 8 through verse number 11 in the Word of God. If you'd like to stand in honor of reading the Word of God, you may do so. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 8. The Bible says, "And a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that the darkness had blinded his eyes." May God add a blessing to the reading of God's Word this morning. Ask Brother Gwynn, if he would, to lead us, Lord, in prayer, please. Yes.
Every promise you've ever made, God, you give. And I pray, God, that we'd be very much in prayer, Father, Lord, for this service, Lord, today. God, one of your great men, God, has come, God, before you. And I praise you, Father, Lord, God, for all the mercy and grace that you have provided in each and every heart and each and every life. Thank you, Lord, for loving us like nobody else could. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Appreciate that, Brother Gwynn. As I said 2 days ago, after Preacher Mark called me and asked me if I'd stand before you today, this is what God has laid upon my heart for this morning, and I hope and pray that it will be a blessing to you and a help to you. If there's any time during this message you need to come to the altar, you come right on. Don't worry about me. I'm going to try to mind God. Amen. But you come to this altar and take care of things today. Amen. We're living in a world today that needs Jesus now more than they ever have in this life. And youngs, we need to realize today that He is the one that can take care of every need in our heart and our life. I want to bring a message today that God's laid upon my heart. The title of it is, Being Blind. My friend, we have seen in the Word of God that Jesus has opened the eyes of the blind. We find some places in the Word of God that God talks about being blind. And there's three places that I want to look at this morning, my friend, that is blind, my friend, today. When we think about blindness, we think about the eyes. But I want to tell you something today. The Bible says that there's different types of blindness that we can have. My friend, I want to share those with you today, being the Lord's will. But just a word about blind today. If you go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter number 19, you'll find there that God told the children of Israel, He said that you take care of the blind that are among you. And what He meant by that was, is you watch after them and you help them, you take care of them, you nurture them, and you help them along the life's way. And He also said in that scripture there, He said, do not put a stumbling block before them. My friend, that what God meant by that, don't make them put that stumbling block before them that'll cause them to fall today. Youngs, if it ever been a time today you and I need to look at our life and say, Lord, help me not to put a stumbling block in front of somebody that don't know you today as their Savior. My friend, it's the day you and I are living in today. And we need to realize and recognize that this morning, that God, through His mighty, marvelous and grace today, has given us a home in heaven because we have believed in Him and believed on Him. And my friend, we're doing what God has asked us to do today. And let's don't put a stumbling block before somebody, my friend, that don't know Jesus today. Youngs, we need to nurture them, look at them, care for them, and my friend, help persuade them, my friend, to give their heart and their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, we find in the scripture that I read to you here in the first John chapter number 2, my friend, we find that there is a blindness of the eyes. Look there in the last part of verse number 11. The Bible says in verse number 11, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness had blinded his eyes. And my friend, there's a blindness of the eyes today. And my friend, listen to me, Jesus Christ had done something for us that no man could do. My friend, He's opened my eyes. Showed me His love in my heart and my life. And my friend, He saved my soul today. And my friend, I'm afraid today that the law of us have got our eyes are blinded. My friend, so we can't help somebody that was in need today. My friend, there is a blindness of the eyes today. And my friend, the Bible said that, talking about hating our brother and sister in Jesus Christ. My friend, the thing that will help blind your eyes today is a hatred, my friend, that you have in your heart for somebody in your life today. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something. Hatred will blind your eyes. It'll close your eyes to the thing that God wants you to do. My friend, you can't see where you're going or what you're doing. My friend, if you allow hatred to come into your heart and your life today. My friend, God has nothing to do with hatred, my friend, this morning. He saves us and makes us a child of God. My friend, we ought to love one another with the agape love of God. And listen, if we allow this hatred to come into our eyes and into our life, my friend, it'll blind your eyes. But preacher, you don't see like I see. You're exactly right. My friend, if you've got hatred in your life, I don't see like you see. Praise God, I see what God done for Kenny Anderson. I see the hate and the disgust that I had in my heart and my life. And my eyes was blinded that I couldn't see what Jesus is doing for me and wanted to do in my heart and my life. But my friend, when I got my heart right, when I got on this altar and asked God to save my soul, my friend, those blind eyes begin to see, my friend, the glory of God. Those eyes, my friend, that God placed in my heart and my life, and my friend, the eyes of grace, I begin to see what grace really was. If I got justice, I'd have been dead in hell today. But thank God for His mercy, my friend, that God has given us today. Youngers, we need to realize today that the blindness of the eyes, my friend, hatred will blind your eyes. My friend, but I'll tell you something this morning. And my friend, not only that, but true light will open your eyes. Amen. My friend, we find In 1 John, my friend, chapter number 1, my friend, the Bible says there in verse number 9 of that chapter, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, my friend. I want to tell you, if you got hatred in your life, my friend, it's blinded your eyes. My friend, if you realize that today, my friend, there is a light that can take care of that hatred. There is a light, my friend, that can open your eyes this morning. There is a light can fill your heart with the love of God and in your life today. And that light is none other than Jesus Christ Himself. My friend, He'll take care of those things in our life that need to be taken care of. My friend, if you are blinded, your eyes is blinded, you can't see. You don't know what you're doing, which way you're going. You know nothing, my friend. But I'm telling you right now, if you let the light of God have, my friend, come in your eye, in your life, it'll open your eyes, and then you'll begin to see, how, my friend, just how much God loves me, just how much God cares for me, just how much God's doing in my heart and my life to help me and to see the need in other people's lives that was just like the way I was before God opened my eyes. My friend, I'm telling you today, He loves you. He loves you to the uttermost. My friend, He loves you. He wants to save your soul. If you're here today lost without God, God wants to move in your heart and your life, my friend, and take that hatred away. Youngs, listen, there's a lot of folk out there in the world today, my friend, has got hatred in their eyes, and it's blinded them, my friend, from knowing Jesus Christ. And the sad part about it is today that a lot of folk in the church house that's sitting around on the pews today, they got hatred in their heart. My friend, it's blinded their eyes. They can't see what God can do and will do. Yeah, my friend, I've heard how people say, well, God can't save this one. My friend, there's nobody that God can't save. And my friend, we need to realize that today. Open our eyes and say, God, You show me what You want me to do. You help me to be a blessing and a help to someone today. My friend, the blindness of the eyes that's in the Word of God. My friend, you'll find in the book of Ephesians, if you'll just turn back a few books in the Word of God, in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4, my friend, start by reading verse number 17 down through verse number 24. The Bible says, if you have a Scofield Reverence Bible, be on page 1253 in the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 17 of chapter number 4, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Praise God, right there's something you can preach on. Amen. Walking with Jesus. Amen. How, my friend, doing what He wants you to do. Having the understanding darkened and alienated from the life of God toward the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. My friend, the Bible said, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with all greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have learned Him, have heard Him, and have been taught by Him, and the truth is in Jesus, and ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, after which after God is created in righteousness and true wholeness. My friend, not only there's a blindness of the eyes, there's a blindness of the heart. My friend, you allowed Satan to come in. My friend, he'll seal your heart over with blindness. And my friend, you cannot see and do not feel, my friend, what God can do in your heart and your life today. I don't know about you, and I'm not saved by feelings. My friend, when I come through the doors back there, my friend, many years ago when I was lost without God, I felt something that I never felt before in my life. My friend, I seen something that I've never seen before in my life. My friend, when Brother Feldman gave the invitation, I felt that again. How, my friend, my heart was convicted. I knew I was going to have to go and give my heart, my life to Jesus. And my friend, I was drawn by the Holy Spirit of God down an old-fashioned altar. And there, I found Jesus to be real to my soul today. And my friend, my eyes has always been open. My eyes has been open to the will of God. My eyes has been open to what God would want me to do. My friend, my heart has been tender. My heart has been one that God could move and God could touch and God could mold and God could do what needs to be done in my life today. But my friend, a heart that is blinded to those things. My friend, listen to me. There's some things that you need to do. My friend, don't allow Satan to control your mind. My friend, just turn to him and say, listen, devil, you're not going to control my mind, my heart, or my life. You're not going to have control on me. My friend, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Don't allow Satan to deceive you spiritually today. Preacher, Satan is somebody that can come in and give you the same feelings, my friend, that the Holy Spirit gives you today. My friend, he can come in and deceive you by those feelings today. I've seen people get up and shout and run the aisle, hoot and holler. My friend, and go in and go outside the door. They're still doing the same old thing that they always done. My friend, I've seen them old saints of God. My friend, they come in the house of God and the power of God be on their heart and their life. They stand up and testify and shout and praise God. And my friend, they'll do the same thing out there in the community today. One of the people that influenced my life the most, not because Brother Woody's funerals today, but it was him. My friend, I went with Brother Woody and Brother Gwen, and there's some more deacons that's done gone on, Brother Earl Dotson. My friend, I went with him. I'm just a young soul been saved in God's grace, but I wanted to be around these fellas because, my friend, I've seen Jesus in their heart, Jesus in their life. I went with these men on visitation. My friend, they sat down there in the home. My friend, an old lost person dying, going to hell, and tears streaming down their eyes, telling that person about Jesus Christ. And my friend, one of those men was Brother Woody. My friend, he wasn't ashamed of his God. He loved the Lord today. His eyes wasn't blind. My friend, we find not only was his eyes wasn't blind, but his heart wasn't blind. My friend, he wasn't going to let Satan control his mind. My friend, he wasn't going to let Satan control his spirituality. My friend, it didn't matter to me, Woody, whether it's 1 or 200 or 400. My friend, Woody, if God told Woody to stand up and testify, buddy, he come up out of that seat. Said, I want to tell you about a Savior that took away everything in my life that I didn't need. Oh, praise God. Youngs, ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad we got a Savior that loves us enough that He took away all the sins in our life? He opened our eyes up that we might see. My friend, He helped our heart to realize that there's a Savior that loves us today. Amen. And our heart wasn't blind. My friend, listen to me. The Bible said here in the Word of God, my friend, in the book of Ephesians, the Bible said that they had a heart that was blind today. I pray God never blind my heart. I pray I never let the devil come in and blind me. I pray that God will never help, never blind my eyes or my heart. My friend, I'd always do what God would have me to do today. My friend, listen, we find also that we need to put on that regenerate man. You know, that new man. My friend, that God said in the scripture that I read to you today, my friend, that we, my friend, after God, have put on this new man that God has allowed us to be today. Young, I'm not the same person I used to be before I got saved. And my friend, if you're the same old, after you got saved, you need to go back to the book. My friend, the Bible says that we've been regenerated, been made anew. We've got a new man. I've got a new set of clothes, amen? And I'm not talking about these I wear, but I'm talking about, my friend, I'm walking in something new today. My friend, I'm telling you there is something new about God that gives us that is lost without God, that our eyes was blinded. My friend, our heart was blinded. How about God seemed to fit to come in and save us that we might be a blessing to somebody in this walk of life today? Somebody knows you outside the walls of this church. They know what you really are. My friend, I pray that God will help you open your eyes if you got your eyes blinded. If Satan's got your eyes blinded today, if he's got your heart blinded today, my friend, listen, don't let Satan control your mind. Don't let Satan, my friend, come in and deceive you spiritually. My friend, when God gives you something, you know it's from God. Satan will come in and try to give you a counterfeit. My friend, the counterfeits just won't work. My friend, it won't do what God would want you to do. The Bible says you'd be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Not only the blindness of the eyes, the blindness of the heart. But my friend, we find in 2 Corinthians, we find another blindness today. My friend, a blindness that God can give. God gives us something today that'll help us in every walk of life today. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verses number 13 through 18. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, my friend, we find the blindness of the mind. We've looked at the eyes, we've looked at the heart. Now the Bible says you've got blindness of the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13, the Bible said, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their mind were blinded, and put the and for upon this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the readiness of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. And now the Lord is that Spirit, which where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But with we all, when open face beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, and changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. My friend, the Bible says there in that scripture that they had a blindness of their mind. My friend, when Moses went up there, my friend, on the mountain, and God, he stood right there before God, and he come down off that mountain, his face shone, my friend, as bright could be, because he had been with God. My friend, as they looked around and seen him, said, what's wrong with Moses? There's something wrong with Moses. His face shines, my friend, like the noonday sun. I'll tell you what's wrong with him. Brother, he had an encounter with God. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. God will change everything about you. He'll change your eyes. He'll change your heart. He'll change your mind. My friend, if you just let God be God in your heart and your life today. My friend, the Bible said that when they come down and Jesus came to fulfill the law, my friend, not to destroy it. My friend, God didn't come down there to destroy the law that God gave Moses. Jesus came to fulfill the law. My friend, he came, my friend, to die for you and I today that was lost without God. They seen Moses in the glory of God. How about him? I wonder today how many of us, my friend, let the glory of God be real in our life out there in the world where it really counts. I mean, we can come in here and, my friend, and we just saw a spit shined up and look real good, pretty smile on her face. But my friend, what really counts is how we live it out yonder in the world. My friend, I want to tell you something today. God says you've got blindness of mind, blindness of eyes, and blindness of heart. My friend, we need to get that out of the way. My friend, and realize that God, my friend, what he can do in our heart and our life. My friend, Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it. Look there in the scripture that I read there, in the verse, it talks about verse 16. It says, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. My friend, you know what it is? My friend, it says the heart. When the heart turns to the Lord, my friend, then the veil's going to be taken away. Then you can really see what God can do in your heart and your life. The blindness of the eyes will be gone. The blindness of the heart will be gone. The blindness of the mind will be gone whenever you turn to God. When it turns to God, that word it means the heart. When the heart turns to God, my friend, will make a difference in your life today. When we give all of our life to Him, give our whole heart, my friend, to Him today. Listen, Bible says in verse number 18 of that chapter, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. My friend, that verse number 18 talks about transfiguration. Transfiguration in the Greek says it's about mortify. My friend, you take a butterfly today, that butterfly comes in a woven womb there, and my friend, it's just a worm inside of that cocoon. When it comes time for that butterfly to come out of that cocoon, between that time until it comes out, they've been mortified, they've been changed. My friend, that's where a Christian is today. I'm not what I used to be. But you know what? Praise God, I'm not what I'm going to be. Hey man, one of these days, I don't know when it's going to be, but one of these days, my friend, we're all going to meet this appointment that Brother Woody met a couple of days ago. We've all been appointed. For every man, there's a day appointed unto you and I today. My friend, I'm glad that God opened my eyes, opened my heart, and opened my mind. I was blind as blind could be, but God come in and opened my heart and opened my mind. My friend, He can do the same for you and I today. Listen, I want you to go home, write this down. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. My friend, read that when you get home. My friend, I'm telling you right now, God can do what above and beyond what we can either hope or think in our life today if we'll just allow God to be God today. Young'uns, listen. If your eyes are blinded, you're missing out on blessings. If your heart's blinded, you're missing out on blessings. My friend, if your mind's blinded, you're missing out on blessings. God wants to bless you. God wants to use you. God wants to take you and make you what He wants you to be, my friend, and give you the glory of God in your heart and your life. And when you peel your head at night, my friend, in the darkness of the night, in the still of the night, my friend, and the water gets to running down your eyes, praise God, I'll tell you what, then you look up to heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes. Thank you, God, for opening my heart. Thank you for opening my mind. My friend, I'm telling you today that God is real today, and He'll open your heart, open your eyes, and open your mind if you just let Him do it today. He loves you. He wants to save you if you're lost. He wants to help you. If you're a Christian, you're walking a far distance from God, He wants to help you today. Amen. God knows, my friend, what we need today. Listen, I'm done, but I want to tell you something. I want to give an invitation, Brother Scott, if you would. Amen. Maybe somebody here today that's lost without God. Friend, I want to tell you something. God will open your eyes. Those scales, you remember the Apostle Paul? When he went down there to the street called Straight, and God told him, said, Paul, you're going to meet a man there, and he's going to put that spittle on your eyes. But he also said, you're going to meet a man that's going to help you drop those scales from your eyes. Can you believe? I can't believe. It's just beyond me how a person can walk around and be blind. But I want to tell you something this morning. God will take away that blindness from your eyes. He'll take away the blindness from your heart. He'll take away the blindness from your mind. If you'll just look to Him, say, Lord, I need you. Above anything and everything in my life, I need God. Yeah.